The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them from one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' And then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will then answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Come to the side of Jesus. Stop choosing shepherds that have no face. What shepherds you? What influences you to make choices for yourself, for your families, or for others? Who is your Lord? Who is your King of Glory? Ezekiel asked this question in his time as a prophet of God. He looked at the religious leadership of his time and said to them, "You have shepherded the people of Israel, and now they are lost, scattered, and in need of rescue." The God of Israel wants to bring you back. God wants to show you the true way that brings salvation. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal. I will shepherd them rightly. Jesus, the true Good Shepherd, the King of Israel, the King of the universe. He is the true pastor of our souls. Seek the face of Jesus. We interface too often with the virtual world. It's a faceless God. And we don't know where to find truth. And we wonder why people are sick depressed, lost, like people in the time of Ezekiel. If we do not show ourselves and others the truth of the love of God, our true shepherd and king, we will not survive this time. We will not know peace. We will not find verdant pasture and restful waters. When we cannot find the face of Jesus, that is what we call hell. Who is your shepherd? Who is your King of glory? This great gospel from Matthew is not simply a call to serve the poor. If we read this gospel and we're like, oh, we should volunteer with Catholic Charities, that's what the gospel is telling us, that would be only the basic surface level of its meaning. Although you should do that. We should do those things. Jesus, if you notice in this gospel, Jesus uses the first person for all of these categories. In these questions to his disciples, for I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger, naked, ill, and in prison. He's not pointing to everyone around him. He's saying, no, that's me. I am the one. And when you look out to those who are suffering, those in need, those who are seeking peace, when you look into the mirror, do you see Jesus? He's there, waiting for you. Do you see Jesus? Not if his face is lost. No, not if you have spent hours and hours and hours on social media. Not if you never pray or never look at your Bible or never even look toward the doors of the confessional. What is the answer then of the righteous people in the gospel? What do they say? Lord, when did we see you? When did we see you? How could they have missed the face of Jesus? He's right there. And they say, when did we see you? This is the problem. If we fill our mind, heart, and soul with the emptiness of the world, if we look to every other thing and never seek the Lord, then we will not seek the truth that is clearly proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus, in this gospel of faith that we proclaim. Jesus has a face and a gospel and a church to offer you. Will you remain lost? Will we be scattered? Are we in need of rescue? When the storms of sin and hell come crashing down in our mind and soul, will Jesus come to mind? Will you seek the King of Kings? And this is the purpose of Psalm 23. It is a prayer that should bring consolation and healing to our souls. It's a prayer to those of us who Do not seek truth from things that are passing away, but we seek Jesus and say with full hearts, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord Jesus, he is my Lord, my King, my shepherd. He is all I need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.